We are pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by draft insider and analyst Tony Pauline. Tony, it's another year at the Combine.
Another cold year at the Combine because it is freezing out there, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. So, Tony, we're going to preview the drills that are going to take place on Saturday. It's the quarterbacks, running backs, and the wide receivers. And let's start with what's going to be a blazing fast wide receiver group led by Sammy Coates, who at the Senior Bowl, you know, put on a good show there, practiced well during the week. But I think everyone's looking at someone who's big, fast, and explosive to really take his game up to the next level here.
Well, that's the question. Is it going to be a blazing fast receiver class? And that's what Sammy Coates has to answer. I mean, number one, you know, he's a bit of an enigma. He's got the size. He's got the balance, the smoothness that teams want at the receiver position as number one receiver. But he's had problems consistently catching the ball. That's what the film shows. And how fast is he? I mean, is he a 4.5 guy or is he a high 4.3 guy? Because he doesn't, on film, doesn't seem to be able to get that downfield separation. If he goes, runs in the high 4.3s, he could go late part of round one.
So are you more interested by the 40 or by the gauntlet to see how easy that he can catch the ball?
Well, I'm interested in the 40. The gauntlet, they get a little bit lazy. They don't catch the ball. I mean, he should. I'm interested how he catches the downfield passes, the over-the-shoulder receptions. They do that drill where the quarterbacks will just hurl the ball down the field. Is he able to do it at top speed, and how good is that top speed?
All right, now another receiver who definitely has top-end speed and can catch those deep passes is Ohio State wide receiver Devin Smith, who had nearly 1,000 receiving yards on just 33 receptions this past season.
He's the vertical threat. I mean, he's the guy I've been told that if he runs as well as is expected tomorrow, we were talking about the low 4.3s, he's going to start to draw comparisons to Torrey Smith of the Baltimore Ravens. The question with him is, how is his route running? Is he just a guy who's going to run go routes, or can he make those sharp cuts? Remember, what they're going to be asked to do tomorrow are NFL routes. They're going to set up the cones, and Smith is going to have to show that he can get back into those cones and run those routes cleanly, on balance, not slipping, not falling all over the place. And again, it's a big day for him. The way Sammy Coates has got to show the vertical speed, Devin Smith has got to show that he can run those underneath routes. And if he does, and the stars align right, he could also slide into the late part of round one.
Devin Smith wore number 9 at Ohio State because of Jerry Macklin, who wore the same number at Missouri. Last receiver we want to hit on, so I'm not as familiar with, Justin Hardy from East Carolina. What can you tell us about Justin?
College football fans should. I mean, this guy was ultra productive since his sophomore season at East Carolina. He is really the total package as far as pass-catching skills in this year's group, but the problem is he's not very big. He's under 5'11", and he's only expected to run in the 4.5s. Watch the 3-cone time tomorrow, because I'm hearing he may broach the combine record, which is, I believe, 6.45. And what that shows is that he's able to quickly change direction, stay on balance, and that translates to route running and separation at the next level. Because of his size-speed numbers, he's not going to go top 45, but if he puts on a pass-catching workout like I think he's capable of and does well in the shuttles and the 3-cone, he could slide into the late part of round two.
All right, Tony, let's transition to the running back group. And it looks like this year there'll finally be some first-round picks used on the running back position, but we're not going to focus on those guys. Let's start with someone who's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, an Eagles fan who actually, in his freshman year of high school, backed up one LeSean McCoy, and that's Cameron Artis Payne of Auburn.
And he's an Eagles type of back. I mean, he's a terrific back. He really is coming off what was a tremendous senior season, was lowly rated coming into the year, can turn the corner to the outside, picks and chooses his way on the inside, really a creative ball carrier who also blocked. Now, what he has to do tomorrow, scouts are very interested in his hands. They're not going to worry about the 40 time because they know he's a mid 4.4, 4.5 type of guy. Can he catch the ball consistently? If he does, he's going to move into that third round conversation. And, you know, he is that sort of West Coast motion type of offense running back that the Eagles like.
Now, what can you tell us about Michael Dyer as he tries to make his way up the boards here at the Combine?
Similar to Cameron Artis Payne, not as physically talented, guy who's had a lot of problems off the field, but really seemed to put it together towards the end of his senior season at Louisville. You know, he's going through the interview process right now, which is really most important for him. He wants to finish it off with both a good running and pass-catching workout. He's also got to run pretty well. I mean, he's the guy who on film looks like a 4.6 type of guy. If he can get under 4.5, it's going to help his stock.
All right, the last guy you want to touch on, one Matt Jones. What do you expect to see from him in the workout?
To my mind, the most underrated ball carrier in this draft. I mean, he's a big interior pounder who can create and make defenders miss, but he also shows the agility to turn the corner. So when they run those little cone drills and they ask the ball carrier to get around the outside of the perimeter, you want to watch Matt Jones. Does he keep his momentum, or does he have to slow down when he turns the corner? Does he slow down when he gathers into cuts? If he's able to keep his momentum and prove he's more than a straight line runner, which the film shows, I think Matt Jones is really going to help himself.
Tony Pauline, now he's breaking news all week long, all during the weekend. You can follow him on Twitter at Tony Pauline. So Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.